And welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you're listening to Raccoon City with your host, Katie, and our special guest today, Diego Perez. Hello, Diego.
Hi.
And that was just Agua by Minimal Bits.
Yes.
And this song, Diego, why don't you tell us about a little bit about this song and like the rhythm? And it was a really cool story. We were just chit-chatting about it, and I think it'd be really cool for everyone to hear.
Well, so first, actually, the song is inspired by this province in Ecuador that is called Esmeraldas. So in Esmeraldas, in Ecuador, Esmeraldas is located in the coast of Ecuador, and there are a lot of Afro-Ecuadorian people, and actually they create a lot of folklore rhythms. And actually there's this style of music that is called agua rápida and agua lenta. So agua rápida means just fast water, and then slow water, like nice. Agua lenta. So what it means is when the marimba player plays a lot of notes, that's agua rápida, faster water. And then when they're playing the slow notes, there's agua lenta.
Oh.
So I wanted to create with that type of 6/8 type of feel, like African beat. I wanted to create a jazz song.
Yes.
So
exactly.
with the lyrics is basically agua que corriendo va. So the lyrics. We were just talking about it. It doesn't mean anything.
It's just
a feeling of the groove.
And I think it's also just the way you say water, and then you have both kind of the types of water within the song. So it kind of encompasses the whole thing without giving it an exact meaning.
It totally does.
Yeah.
And actually, in this track, I have featuring my friend Francisco. He's an amazing percussionist.
Yes.
So I was having this track in my mind, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have it this 6/8 type of feel with a cajon solo, with a conga, and with a timbal, and me playing the drums, and also an amazing piano player. And so we're gonna have this track that is gonna be very Afro. Very drumming thing, but also it has to be the Latino part.
Totally.
So people can dance and can understand.
Yes.
So you can have a flow, and I'm like, oh my God, these guys are badass, but also, oh my God, their music is cool.
But also, I could boogie to this.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
Totally.
That's exactly what I got. And everybody should also go check out the music video on YouTube, Minimal Bits, because you can definitely pick up the percussion's a lot more, and just kind of visualizing it is really cool, and the music video is very well done, so definitely go check it out. Because it's just I don't know, you're probably very familiar with percussions and drums and all that stuff, but I'm not, so when I hear it I'm like, whoa, it's cool. And I don't know much music that's just purely kind of mostly beat and sound, which I love that kind of music. Do you also like that kind of music?
Yes, totally. Especially I think I have that influence from early of my childhood. I was listening to a lot of Tool.
Oh.
So a lot of jamming bands.
Nice.
So basically they got together and jam, and it depends of the intensity of the section of the song. They increase the tempo,
cool.
Or they do a lot of heavy drumming in that part. But I think I took it from that side.
That's super cool. I feel like you can definitely tell some of the influences within your music just from you explaining it and then me listening to it. It's really cool the way it all kind of comes together like that. That's so cool. I don't know. I'm really interested in music, and I would love to learn more about, I don't know, all types of music. Do you find that Vancouver's a good place to be involved in the music scene? And is it easy? Is it hard? Are the people nice?
Well, people in Vancouver, and actually the music scene in Vancouver, The thing is a little bit clicky, but but I guess you already knew this, Katie. Right?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I'm not super in it. Maybe because it is a little clicky, but it, tell me your experience. What's it like? Just the general.
Well, I mean, that's what they have told me.
Oh. That's okay. That's cool.
That's what they have told me. Oh. I don't know if it's true.
Interesting.
But
just the shows you've been to or played at.
Yes, totally.
And
like, I have connected with some local musicians. That's why but also I have doing all my research and being a little bit more strategic about my moves.
Mm.
So smart. That's why I have I right now at the moment I'm collaborating with different bands that and I'm playing locally with different bands so
yeah.
I can get a lot more sense of how is the Vancouver music scene.
Nice.
Because it's like you have like heavy metal, you have indie pop, shoegaze, you have really like singer songwriter type of stuff.
Totally.
You have
like
very poppy songs. You have very like I don't know, like rock.
Yep. Lots of that.
Like indie rock, psycho, free jazz. Yeah. It's all around the place.
Totally. All around Vancouver too. We have a lot of variety of music, I feel like.
Yes,
here,
that's true. And you also have a lot of venues too.
Yes, we have so many venues and a lot of live music is being played around.
Yeah, like every week, almost every day of the week.
That's awesome.
Especially after COVID.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I totally agree. Because once COVID came around, it was just silent. And now that it's coming back, I'm really excited about it. Why don't you tell us about some up-and-coming shows that you might be playing in or...
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play the Biltmore Cabaret on Mount Pleasant this Thursday, 22. So I'm playing with Seeing Strangers and Fabio.
Cool.
And we're going to actually play with Jardel and Bad Money.
Mm.
So
where?
The Biltmore Cabaret.
The Biltmore Cabaret.
So it's going to be...
This Thursday?
This Thursday, 22.
This Thursday! Go check out.
But also, I have another show coming up.
Oh, nice.
So I'm playing July the 7th at the Blarney Stone on Gastown.
Cool.
And I'm playing a festival in Burnaby, I think. Yeah, the 29th of July.
Exciting.
I'm playing at the Roxy the 22nd of August. And I'm playing the 27th of August at the Guild & Co.
Cool.
Gastown too.
So a lot of cool venues, a lot of cool up-and-coming shows. So definitely go check out Diego at these cool, awesome shows. Ah, that's so exciting and really, 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 really cool. Do you like playing in other bands, in other music? Or
I like to play in other bands and different kind of music. Mm-hmm. Especially because I like to connect with people.
Totally. Yeah.
I like to connect with people. I like music. That's why I'm a musician. And
exactly.
I love rhythms. I love different kind of vibes and different kind of vibes. And also how different kind of genres of music gives you a feeling.
Totally. I totally agree. And I feel like when you can like talk to people about music and like kind of bond over that or talk over that, it just you become like more acquainted and like you can just connect over more things because I feel like. And it's a good way of getting to know people, especially not being from here, like learning, making friends. Like music is such a good place to learn and grow and like meet people and just hang out. And it's really fun.
Yes, totally is. He has his own language.
Yes.
For sure.
100%. We were talking about this earlier. Definitely its own language. It's really cool. Let's get into some more music listening. Here is Moscato by Kurosaki. Please stay tuned where we will talk a little bit more with Diego. Here is Moscato. Enjoy!
Thank you. Fango me. They hardly know me, might have seen me outside like socially. My words come out clumsy, made me some bummy. My thoughts be like poetry. And when it comes down to it, separates me from phonies. Sometimes it's lonely.
The psilocybin is hitting. Welcome back, my nigga. Just a gentle reminder. Don't no one love you but your mama. Nor should they. Stop being you. It's imperative that you remember this.
Used to be ugly. Now I'm a handsome Charlie Manson wrapped in a snuggie. Sometimes I'm funny. But if you study the rhymes that I dictate in time, you're all gonna love me. Then we'll be buddies.
And furthermore, I would argue that the more they tell you that they hate you, the more they actually love you. The more real estate you occupy within their mind. I know it's confusing and contradictory, but all things are. That's kind of just life, you know, and its essence. They're trying to tell me I'm sharing the hoes. What?
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio, and I'm your host, Katie. This is Raccoon City, and we're joined here with Diego Perez.
Check, check, check. Woo! Hello, guys.
Hello. Welcome back, Diego. So, in our closing little bit of the show, I just wanted to bring up Diego's social medias and how to contact him. Not how to contact him, sorry. How to look him up and play his stuff and listen to his music and watch his music videos that rock. So Diego, let us know, how can we watch your stuff?
Well, guys, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Katie, yes, for the opportunity to be here. It has been a pleasure to be here. It's really, really fun. So, and besides, you're so fun.
You're so fun.
Well, you guys can follow me on my social media. I have Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Be Real.
Nice.
For you Be Reals, guys. Woo. Be real people.
So real.
Okay. Okay, so you guys can find me under Minimal Bits with Set or Zeta. Or Zeta. I don't know. Some people say Zeta. So Minimal Bits in YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Be Real, also Twitter. Oh, I totally forgot I have Twitter. But yeah, sometimes some people still have Twitter. So yeah, you can follow me there. I'm going to play some shows locally too.
Yes.
I'm going to play this show at the Billmore on Thursday. I'm going to play on July the 7th at the Blarney Stone. I'm going to play July 27 at the Roxy. I'm going to play July 29 at Metrotown at this festival there is coming up that I don't remember right now. And I'm going to play the 27th of September at Guild & Co. on Gastown. Woo-hoo. Guys, it has been a pleasure for me to be here in Raccoon City Radio SFU with Katie. So, guys, I'm going to highly recommend you to follow me and be aware of my new single that is coming up on August. I'm going to be probably here, obviously promoting my new song.
Of course.
And guys, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Give me a follow, like, comment, subscribe, whatever. I'm going to say hi to my friends in Ecuador, my mom, my dad, my sister, my nephews. I'm here in Port Moody, Will, Mao, my girlfriend, and all my friends and family from Vancouver, Derek, Mario, all of them. So, love you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you so much. Yes, this has been so much fun. Thank you, Diego, for coming in and being interviewed with me. And we're so happy that you came and hung out and had a good time. I will be back next week, Tuesday, 12 to 1, Raccoon City. Tune in if you'd like. And yeah, thank you so much, Diego. Go follow him. Katie. Check him out. YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Be Real. And yeah, have a wonderful week, everybody, and enjoy the cloudy sun, whatever happens.
Vancouver. Vancouver weather. Very Vancouver.
Yes, very Vancouver. Anyway, have a great, great day. Bye-bye. And here is Fool Song by Still Woozy to close out the show. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Face on my side, still don't know how to be. Oh, live in mind, all in my mind. This what she would want. Laid eyes, so she wanna be a place on my die. Laid eyes, so she wanna know if I'm alright. No, please. I feel no. To be here all the time. You know that I was ready to be alone. But then she laid eyes, so she wanna be a place on my die. Laid eyes, so she wanna know if I'm alright. It's gotta be the softest thing I can feel then. I fuck it up when you come back. I know that you would like that. And you don't get mad, and all you could do was laugh. I fuck it up now. Looking like a dog, you say you won't work it. Don't know if I heard it right. Don't know if I heard it right. I feel numb, but baby, don't lie with this. I think you know, baby, don't lie. I'm looking at the way.